In their first 5 years, while children's physical growth is evident, their brain development remains relatively unknown to most parents. But did you know 90% of brain growth happens by the age of 5, when most children have recently started school? Research from Start for Life, which is an early years communications program that provides trusted NHS advice during pregnancy and for the first 5 years of your child's life, found 80% of parents are unaware of this milestone and what part they play in helping to build their child's brain. As one third of children are starting school without the basic skills needed to thrive, a campaign from Start for Life called Little Moments Together explains how every smile, chat, and game played are interactions that build a child's brain. These moments are just what they need to get off to the right start at school. Talking about this with us today is Dr. Denise Miller, an associate professor of the University of Greenwich, and she works as a child and educational psychologist. Her outstanding contributions were recognised in 2024 with a National Teaching Fellowship alongside the Principal Fellowship of the Higher Education Academy. Congratulations, Dr. Denise, and welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, right. So first, let's get right into it. Can you tell us more about the Little Moments Together campaign?
Yes. Well, the campaign aims to raise awareness of the importance of everyday interactions between parents and their children within the early years. So all the chatting, playing and reading they enjoy together has a huge impact on a child's development. And these interactions can help them to be happy. It helps them to make friends easily and also to get on well at school.
Right. Well, please explain to us why this is so important now and how this campaign came about.
Yeah, as you just mentioned, previous research has shown that too many children are not achieving the expected level of development in communication, language, and literacy by the age of 5. Now, whilst 89% of parents believe that their child is ready for school, only 54% are, according to teachers. And we know that the early years are really important for building the foundations of communication and social skills, which a child needs to thrive or to get on well at school and in later life too.
Wow, this is really deep. So how does a child's brain grow and learn in the early years?
It's really amazing when you think about it. But for the first 5 years, the human brain actually develops faster than at any other time in our lives. 90% of brain growth happens by the age of 5. That's the age that most children have recently started school in England. Now you can think of a child's brain a bit like a building with colourful blocks. And every single moment and every interaction adds new blocks and supports the building of strong foundations for healthy brain development. And the great thing is that these moments can happen anywhere, whether they're at home or in the child's buggy or pram, or whether you're on the bus or at the shops, these moments can be built into your everyday routine. There's no need to buy a lot of toys or have big days out. Wherever you are, simply chatting back and forth, answering your child's questions, and sharing special moments together all help their brain to grow.
So, just emphasize again for me, because this sounds like, you know, it's mind-boggling, but at the same time, it's so simple. The simple everyday kinds of moments that we spend with our children help to develop secure and strong communications for healthy brain development. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in essence. We all know that family life is busy, but the good news is that anytime, anywhere, whether at home or out and about, everything that you do adds up to build their healthy brains. It sounds really simple, but all the things such as talking, counting, reading, playing, singing can really help to build a strong bond with your child, and they can also help their communication and skills to develop. So why don't you try chatting back and forth? Even when they're tiny or really young, just copying and mimicking their sounds and faces can make a big difference. For instance, if they look or point at something, take your cue from that and enjoy the same thing that they're looking at. Start pointing and chatting back and smiling. And reading a bedtime story together and having your child read back to you, or naming the colours of the cars out of the window whilst on the bus together, or having them naming fruits and vegetables in the supermarket are all easy ways to incorporate learning into everyday life.
So parents don't have to spend a lot of expensive resources or, a lot of these very expensive apps that are on our phones these days. It's more valuable for that one-to-one interaction. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there are simple, easy activities that parents can do with their children. If you think about it, meal times are a great way to spend time with your child and have a chat while you eat. For example, you can count their food on their plate, you can name the colours of their fruits and vegetables, you can help your child to learn different words such as pouring, stirring, and mixing if they help you to prepare food. And when you're out and about, as I said before, your child might notice different things to you, so pay attention to what grabs their interest, and you can join in and explore their world together.
Now, a lot of parents will be listening and thinking, is it that easy? And you're saying, yes, it is. But where can they go for more ideas on how to build these little moments into each day?
Well, the Start for Life website is packed with simple ideas from other parents on how to build these little moments into every day. It's got lots of examples of tips and activities for parents to do together with their child at different stages and ages. So all you've got to do is search Start for Life for tips, advice, and information on your local family hub.
Dr. Denise, thank you for telling us about the Start for Life Little Moments Together campaign and reminding us that however small they may seem, all the little things we do together with our little ones make a difference.
Thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget, as you said, to visit Start for Life for more tips and advice.